I'm Amy Eddings. Thanks for tuning in. It's WNYC's Financial 411, our take on the economic news of the day. President Obama made the long trip across H Street in Washington to the U.S. Chamber of Commerce to deliver a message to American businesses. They can speed the recovery if they begin investing the nearly $2 trillion that is accumulating on their balance sheets. He says that would do a lot to speed the economic recovery. Obama says he'll be a friend to business, but he's drawing the line at dismantling current environmental laws, which many companies say are onerous.
Not every regulation is burdensome on business. A lot of the regulations that are out there are things that all of us welcome in our lives.
The AP characterizes the Chamber of Commerce audience as polite and subdued. Also making news today, AOL's acquisition of the Huffington Post for $315 million. Some are hailing the move as a sign that the journalism business just might have a pulse. But on the Brian Lehrer Show today, GQ's Washington correspondent Anna Marie Cox says the move worries her.
Huffington Post sort of notoriously doesn't really pay its writers. It takes advantage of the desire for people to have a platform.
Many Huffington Post contributors are unpaid. Cox herself made the leap to print from digital. She was the first editor of the blog Wonkette. Arianna Huffington will now run content for AOL. She says she and AOL CEO Tim Armstrong make a great pair. Quote, "We were practically finishing each other's sentences." Regulators at the FDIC have proposed making top executives at large financial firms wait at least 3 years to be paid half of their annual bonuses, a move designed to discourage risk. That move failed to put a damper on markets. The Dow added 69 points, settling at 12,162. The Nasdaq gained 15 points, closing at 2,784. And the S&P 500 rose to 1,319, a gain of 8 points. Let's do a quick look ahead at the week in business now, as we do many Mondays, with WNYC's business editor, Charlie Herman. What's coming our way this week, Charlie?
Well, Amy, we still have a lot of corporations reporting their earnings, a lot of home builders and a few other companies. Most of them have already reported, but so the Wall Street is clearly looking to see how business is still doing. Later in the week, we'll get some foreclosure figures for the month of January from RealtyTrack. And there'll be a couple of hearings on Capitol Hill, two in particular to look at on Wednesday. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke will have his first testimony before the new Republican House to talk about the state of the economy. He'll probably get a lot of questions about the debt ceiling and the plan to buy all the billions of Treasury securities. And also a hearing looking at Freddie and Fannie. These are the mortgage financing companies. There's some proposals out there of what to do about it going in the future. That's still something that hasn't been dealt with. Probably a lot more discussion this week on that subject.
WNYC's Charlie Herman, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It probably seemed so funny when it was still on the drawing board at an ad agency, but when a lot of people saw this ad for the online coupon service Groupon, they were appalled.
The people of Tibet are in trouble. Their very culture is in jeopardy. But they still whip up an amazing fish curry.
Brushing aside Tibet's political struggles, actor Timothy Hutton goes on to explain how Groupon saved him money on that meal at a Tibetan restaurant. Poor taste? Bad business strategy? We will get some perspective now from Natalie Zamuda, a reporter with Ad Age. Hi, Natalie. Welcome to the 411.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
There are so many bad or boring ad campaigns out there on multiple media platforms. Kenneth Cole just made a huge misstep with a controversial tweet about the uprising in Egypt that also drew a lot of media attention. How much bigger is the risk of a bad Super Bowl ad?
Well, the risk is that you spend $3 million to have people ridicule you and to, you know, get a lot of bad buzz. So it's an expensive misstep, especially for a company like Groupon that's really still, you know, a relatively new company and was looking to the Super Bowl to really raise their profile with a lot of people in the country.
It sure did. Super Bowl ads get tremendous exposure before, during, and after the game. Does this attention translate into tangible sales? Will people really buy more Volkswagen Passats because of that cute kid in a Darth Vader costume, or less Groupon coupons because of a Super Bowl ad?
It depends on the brand. It depends on, you know, how big or small the company is. If it's a company like Coke or Doritos that's well established, you know, they're really just looking to sort of create or maintain a certain feeling around the brand. If it's a smaller company like a a CarMax or something like that that's not as well known, you know, maybe consumers see the spots and decide, hey, I think I'll check out CarMax. I've never heard of them.
Natalie Zamuda with Ad Age, thanks so much for joining us on the 411.
Thank you for having me.
Get the 411 as a podcast. Sign up by going to our website, wnyc.org. This is WNYC.